Oh, come on, Melissa. How long are you going to keep punishing me for this? Okay. Once again, I did not technically have sex with your mother.
You want to catch me up?
Well, Melissa, you know Alan was nailing his receptionist, right?
Yeah.
Apparently, she caught him in bed with her mother.
What do you know? I've been calling him that for years, and now he's up and done it.
I was not responsible for my actions. I was stoned out of my mind.
You know, that excuse has never once worked for me.
Me either, cops or boyfriends.
No, hey, your mother put enough pot in that banana bread to treat every case of glaucoma in the San Fernando Valley.
I have a recipe for macaroons, very similar.
I was so high, I didn't even know who she was. We were just colors. I was red, she was blue. We were trying to make purple.
Penny, my phone's dead. Can I borrow your cell?
Sure, it's on the coffee table.
Thanks.
Okay, you let me talk? Okay, so bottom line, I was drugged and molested by your mother, and I'm the bad guy.
Man, how many times have I heard you make this phone call?
Yeah. Who'd have thought of the two of us, I'd be the one to end up in a healthy, stable relationship.
Who is Rachel and why is she sending you topless photos?
Yeah, who'd have thought?
You want to explain to me why this woman is sending you naked pictures of herself?
I'd love to explain it.
Go ahead.
I said I'd love to. I didn't say I could.
Are you sleeping with her?
No, of course not.
Then why the pictures?
Well, my best guess would be that, like a lot of girls, she wanted to show off her new boob job.
That's your best guess?
Well, you wouldn't understand, because clearly God has blessed you with this great bounty.
Damn it, Charlie, I want to know...
Excuse me, I'm on the phone.
Shh, Alan's on the phone.
Don't shush me. Who is this Rachel?
Nobody, really. I used to go out with her way, way before you and I met, and I fell so deeply in love. Head over heels in love. Puppy dog love. Oof!
Hang on, Melissa. I couldn't hear anything after you, son of a bitch.
Does this Rachel know you're engaged? Think long and hard before you start lying to me.
I was. That's why I said,
Charlie.
She doesn't know.
Why not?
Boy, you're gonna keep this flapjack on the griddle, aren't you? Berta, would you give us a minute?
Oh, you're going to need more than a minute. So long, I'm going to miss you.
What are you talking about? She's not going anywhere, are you? Where are you going? Chelsea, wait.
Can't we just put this behind us? I swear, I'll never make out with your mother again.
Let's face it, Charlie. We both knew you were going to blow it eventually.
I didn't. I had my suspicions, but I wasn't sure.
I wish I could say the same. Goodbye.
Oh, please don't leave.
Oh, please don't hang up. I love you.
And I love you, too.
Sure you don't want to drink?
Nah. When I'm depressed, alcohol just makes me feel worse.
Yeah, see, the trick is to drink past that. Not a sprint. It's a marathon.
You ever think we're both doomed to grow old alone and unloved? A couple of pathetic bachelors with no one to talk to but each other?
I'm gonna do ads for this stuff.
So, you gonna tell me what happened with Chelsea?
I can show you. Chelsea found this on my phone. I ask you, is that worth breaking an engagement?
Hmm. worth breaking a spine. Were you sleeping with this girl?
No, no. She just sent me a few pictures.
Oh, well, then why'd you keep them? All right, all right, all right. But you gotta understand the message that this sends to Chelsea. Other than, you know, got milk.
But I'm not cheating.
There are other forms of cheating. There's flirting. There's fantasizing about other women.
Oh, come on. Fantasizing is not cheating.
To women, it is. They don't like the idea that you're mentally replacing them with someone else.
What if I'm mentally supplementing them with someone else? You know, like I'm making love to Chelsea, and in my mind, Rachel here is just helping out.
It does look very helpful. Nevertheless, I can understand why Chelsea would take a dimmer view.
Yeah, well, I think she overreacted. In fact, I think she owes me an apology.
Really? So you're just going to sit here and wait till she comes crawling back, are you?
Yes, I am. And then, because hell will long since have frozen over, we can go ice skating.
It's good that you have a plan. Now, if you will pardon me, I have to go pick up Jake at his mother's.
Oh, good. Just what we need to brighten up our weekend. A large, sullen teenager with gas and questionable hygiene.
There's nothing questionable about it.
There we go. Over the hump.
She's my mother, Herb. I want her here when I have the baby.
Yeah, well, I don't need yet another woman in this house yelling at me, calling me an idiot.
My mother doesn't yell, you idiot.
Okay, I'm gonna let that pass because you're pregnant.
Don't you dare blame this on hormones.
What's my alternative, Judith, except the fact that I'm an idiot?
Oh, hell.
Is this a bad time?
They're all bad. 7.5 months of bad.
Don't you walk away from me.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was answering the door. That's what we idiots do when we hear a doorbell.
Hi, Dad. Bye, Mom. Good luck, Herb.
Bye, Jake. Wish I was going with you. I knew it as soon as it came out of my mouth. I could get used to this.
Don't.
As far as Charlie's concerned, mi casa es mi casa.
All right, I've ordered your pizza. I'm going home.
Thanks, Berta. Ordering a pizza and going home. Two of the three things you want in a woman.
And you wonder why Chelsea dumped you.
I'll tell you what I wonder. I wonder how you could possibly get stoned enough to stick your tongue in the mouth of a 60-year-old woman.
Boy, I just love this male bonding. Giving each other the old business.
The old business?
Yeah, you know, the needle, the zets, the razzmatazz.
Herb, I gotta ask you something. Are there any other guys you hang out with?
Oh, sure. I have my peeps. There's my water polo league, the guys down at the model train shop. Oh, and my barbershop quartet. Although I can't have them over to the house anymore.
Why not?
4-part harmony triggers Judas migraines. Plus, mustaches creep her out.
Oh, not just mustaches. Any facial hair whatsoever.
Right, except eyebrows.
Neatly trimmed.
Right, the 2-finger rule.
Huh. Chelsea had a 2-finger rule. Nothing to do with eyebrows, though.
All right, I'll see you later.
Where are you going?
Down to the pier with Celeste.
Who's Celeste?
My girlfriend. She lives next door.
She pretty?
She's gorgeous and smart and popular.
No kidding.
We don't get it either.
Maybe she's punishing her father.
Let's hope so.
You know, I'm just the stepdad here, but shouldn't you tell him what time to be home?
I don't have to. I know her father.
Hey, Jake. Hello, sir.
Celeste, Jake's here. So how have you been?
We're walking down to the pier. We're going to play skee-ball when we back by 11.
You're damn right you will.
Come on. It's freezing out here.
Shouldn't we put out the cigars?
Why?
Because we're not allowed to smoke in the house.
It's my house. We can smoke cigars, we can smoke salmon, whatever we want.
Are you sure?
Relax. No whiny broad is going to nag at you.
Herb, make sure you use an ashtray and a coaster.
I stand corrected.
Zing! Hacha!
Well, this is going to be a long night.
Hi, Charlie.
Oh, God. What'd the little knucklehead do?
Nothing. Jake said you guys were hanging out. I thought you might want some company.
Sure, come on in.
I bake snickerdoodles if you're hungry.
You bake snickerdoodles?
Yeah. Why's that funny?
It's not. You know Alan, and this is Herb.
Hi.
Hey.
Make yourself comfortable. Can I get you something to drink?
I wouldn't say no to an Appletini.
An Appletini? My brother drinks Appletini.
Why is that funny?
It's not. One Appletini coming up. He can get away with it, you can't.
So how do you know Charlie and Alan?
No, I'm married to Alan's ex-wife.
No kidding. And you hang out?
Yeah. Sure.
Wow. I couldn't be friends with a man who's putting it to my ex.
Well, to be fair, there hasn't been a lot of putting lately.
And after the baby's born, there'll be even less.
How's that possible?
Not only will she not let you touch her, she'll interrupt you while you're touching yourself.
Aw.
I had to start showering at the Y.
Okay, one Appletini.
Thank you.
What are you guys talking about?
Masturbating at the YMCA.
Really? Just talk, right?
Yeah, but the night is young.
So, Jerome, solve one of the great mysteries of life for us. What does your daughter see in Jake?
You know, I've been asking myself the same thing. Maybe she's punishing me. No offense.
None taken. We're way ahead of you.
You know, my wife and I are having a girl. Any advice?
Yeah, before your daughter starts dating, bulk up.
Okay.
Boy, remember when we first started dating?
Yep. 8th grade, Louise Miller.
9th grade, Maxine Chernikov.
6th grade, Mrs. Terrapata. Wasn't actually a date. Nowadays, she'd probably go to jail.
So, what about you, Herb?
What about me, what?
Your first date, junior high, high school?
Oh, college, freshman year. I was kind of a geek in high school.
Hard to believe.
No, really. They called me Big Bird.
So what happened in college?
Well, I stopped wearing yellow shirts and lowered my standards.
Okay. Here's one. First sexual experience that was not traditional intercourse.
What are we talking about here?
You know what I'm talking about.
Boy Scouts. Zing.
Alan, when did you first take your oral exams?
I don't think I should say.
Why not?
I just don't.
Come on, Al. We're all friends. Who was it?
Your wife.
So your first time doing that was with Judith? Hey, me too.
Me too. Just kidding. Zing, zing.
What is zing? Is that some type of white guy slang?
Quite possibly. My barbershop quartet does a killer version of Zing Went the Strings of My Heart. Real showstopper.
I kind of like that story.
Zing. Did I get that one right?
Oh, good. Finally.
Hookers?
Pizza.
Oh, that's nice, too.
Hey, Mr. Harper.
Oh, hey, Gordon. It's been a long time.
Yeah, 2 years.
So what you been up to?
Well, I finished night school, got my business degree, met an amazing girl and got married, landed a great job as a stockbroker. The company went under, my wife left me, and that'll be $28.50.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. You want a drink?
Why stop now?
Come on in. Hey, everybody. This is Gordon. His wife left him.
Hey, hi, Gordon.
Welcome to the Loser's Lounge.
Glad to be here.
The topic of discussion is first non-traditional sexual experience.
Bible camp. Where you guys want me to put these?
Oh, here, let me move the snickerdoodles.
Oh, snickerdoodles.
You don't like them?
No, no, I do. It's just that my wife used to call me her little snickerdoodle.
You're kidding.
Well, no, not all of me. It was her little nickname for my,
Oh, that is a terrible name for a penis.
Oh, yeah? What did your wife call yours?
Mr. Roundtree. Richard Roundtree, the guy who played Shaft.
That's way better than snickerdoodle.
Judith calls mine that thing.
As in, get that thing away from me?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Just a guess.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Where are you going?
Someplace where I'm not knee-deep in pathetic penis-naming sad sacks. No offense.
I'm not taking it.
Let's go, Kingsnake.
What do you want?
Just listen. Rachel? Hey, it's Charlie. Look, about the pictures you sent me. No, they were very nice. Yeah, real artsy. But the thing is, I'm kind of engaged now. I am definitely engaged now. So you shouldn't send me any more. Doesn't matter who asked for it. The point is, I am no longer interested in anyone's boobs other than my fiancé's. No, I'm not going to send you a picture of hers. Right? No. Okay, take care.
Thank you, Charlie.
I just want you to know how much you mean to me.
Did you delete the pictures?
I guess there's a case to be made for that.
What are you doing? Press delete.
Hang on. I'm imprinting them in my memory. Delete! 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 Look, I'm deleting!
Zing, dear, when you smiled at me, zing, I heard a melody, zing, it haunted me from the start. Zing, something inside of me, zing, started a symphony, zing, with the strings of my heart. Zing was like a breath of spring. Zing, I heard a robin sing. Zing about a nest set apart.
No wonder they're all alone.
Zing, how interesting to me. Zing, perfect harmony. Zing with the strings of my heart.
Ooh, as a man that will risk his neck for his brother, man.
Shaft!
I heard this cat Shaft is one bad mother.
Shut your mouth.
But I'm talking about Shaft.
Then he can dig it.
He's a complicated man.
I can't do this. She has to take me back.
Men, manly men.